This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Former U.S. Vice President Joe Biden was at center stage Thursday on the second night of Democratic presidential debates on the NBC network. We have more from VOA's Jim Malone.
Former Vice President Joe Biden, the current frontrunner in the large Democratic field, found himself on the defensive. California Senator Kamala Harris challenged Biden's defense of his past efforts to find common ground with segregationist senators and his past opposition to forced school busing to integrate schools.
It was hurtful to hear you talk about the reputations of two United States senators who built their reputations and career on the segregation of race in this country.
Biden responded with a spirited defense of his record on civil rights and his tenure as vice president under the first African-American president, Barack Obama.
VOA's Jim Malone reporting. World powers will warn Iran to stick to the terms of their nuclear deal when they meet Friday for the last chance talks. But with Tehran feeling the pressure from punishing U.S. sanctions, expectations of saving the 2015 accord are low, according to diplomats. Senior diplomats from Britain, China, France, Germany, and Russia meet with Iranian officials in Vienna this Friday, with Tehran threatening to exceed the maximum amount of enriched uranium it is allowed under the deal, adding to fears of a military escalation in the region. President Trump has a full day of meetings with foreign leaders at the G20 summit in Osaka, Japan, Friday. The president met with his host, Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, and thanked the Japanese Prime Minister for support in increasing placement of Japanese car factories in the United States. This is VOA News. President Trump has criticized Thursday's Supreme Court ruling to block a citizenship question on next year's census, at least for now. Mr. Trump said he has asked his lawyers if there's a way to delay that count. AP correspondent Mike Hempen.
The vote was 5-4, with Chief Justice John Roberts joining the four liberals in voting against the question. The High Court describes the administration's reason for wanting to add the question as more of a distraction than an explanation. It's unclear whether the administration will have time to provide a more detailed account. Census forms are supposed to begin printing next week. Census Bureau experts predict millions of Hispanics and immigrants would not be counted if the census asks everyone if he or she is an American citizen. Mike Hemp in Washington.
The U.S. Senate on Thursday approved a massive yearly authorization for America's armed forces that includes a new round of sanctions against North Korea and comes amid debate on President Donald Trump's latitude to take military action against Iran. That vote was 86-8. The National Defense Authorization Act budgets $750 billion for the Pentagon for the 2020 fiscal year, which begins in October. That is up from $716 billion the previous year. The bill allows for the full universe of activities conducted by the branches of America's armed forces, and in addition, it authorizes the creation of a U.S. Space Force at the behest of the Trump administration. It also mandates cybersecurity initiatives and sets forth a 3.1% pay raise for military personnel. The U.S. House of Representatives has voted 305-102 to approve a $4.6 billion Senate bill to provide additional emergency aid at the U.S.-Mexico border. AP's Tim McGuire reports.
The House passed the Senate's $4.6 billion measure to provide funding for agencies providing care for tens of thousands of migrants along the border with Mexico. Before the vote, Speaker Nancy Pelosi promised she and other Democrats will continue the fight against the Trump administration's immigration policies.
It will be the battle cry as how we go forward to protect children.
Earlier, Texas Democratic Congresswoman Veronica Escobar noted that the photo of a father and his toddler daughter who drowned in the Rio Grande represents
tens of thousands of migrants who have died as they have tried to build a better life for themselves.
President Trump has promised to sign the bill. Tim McGuire, Washington.
Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
The VOA1. All the hits and more. VOA1. The best music.